Welcome. This is the podcast of Care Austria with Andrea Barstorff-Hager.
So I'm happy and proud that our today's guest is one of our donors, of our private donors. His name is Georg Lechner. He's a regular donor to Care Austria, and he was born in 1945. Actually, not in Vienna, not in Austria. Due to the war, he was born in northern Germany, but he came back home to Austria, to a little village, as you shared with us some minutes ago, in the province close to Vienna. And you experienced at that time when your grandparents received their first care package or the care packages. So could you share a little bit what you still remember of that time, even if it's very long ago and you were a very small child at those days?
Well, let me first point out that this was in Vienna. My grandparents lived in Vienna. So it was the trip from Lower Austria to Vienna, which was necessary to go to school here in Vienna. And we are talking about the early 50s of the last century. And that was when my grandparents, every once in a while, received a care package, which to me as a small child was something coming from somewhere way away. And of course, it raised my interest. What is this? What's in there? Some of the things my grandparents knew. Other things were just packages of don't know what it is. And being a child, you're always inquisitive. You want to know what's going on. So a care package was a plethora of things which I had never seen, which even my grandparents didn't know what it is, but it was always something interesting and in the end something to eat. And as a small child, we like sweet things, don't you?
Did you experience really starving hunger at those days? Would you say this was life-saving, or was it something special that it was very nice to have because, for sure, many things were not available in war-torn Vienna at that time?
There are two things to consider. Whoever has a shortage of food will always make sure that the child gets what it needs. Therefore, I personally did not starve. Having my earliest memory from Lower Austria, I didn't starve because this was a farm area. Mm-hmm. And here in Vienna, things were different because whatever market you went, there was not much there. And but still, I wouldn't have starved, but my parents or my grandparents certainly would have not eaten things which they gave to the boy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, starvation as such is something I never experienced. And I'm happy that if anyone starved, then they starved for the benefit of me.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting that you mentioned that, because this is something that we actually also experience in many crisis regions of today. We see that normally the mothers, they eat only after the children ate, and therefore care is focusing especially on women and young girls, that they are fed well enough and not only that the children are getting food. And care packages are today still life-saving for many people who have experienced hunger. What do you still associate until today with your memories of the care package, Georg? What would you say? Is it a motivator that you are such a good donor to care and others, or would you do that also without that experience?
Well, it is the memory is a kickoff, and what I do is what I can do. That is to say, I'm now financially well off and I can afford it, and I do it with pleasure and with pride, because life is not a one-way street. You take, that is to say, you receive and you give. And this is a basic principle which everybody must adhere to.
That's absolutely a basic principle that care is a good symbol for, I would say, because many of our parents and grandfathers and grandmothers were helped in the aftermath of World War II. And in 1956, until 1956, care was operating here in Austria and Vienna, and it was even the focus point for neighboring countries. In 56, it was shut down because it was not needed anymore. Neither the care package distribution nor the many other things that care was providing from the US side to Austria at those times. And as a matter of fact, many years later, Care Austria was founded. And nowadays, Care Austria is in Austria the international organization with the biggest portfolio, because we partner with the European Union, we partner with the Austrian government, and of course we get a lot of support of private donors like Georg, who really help us to create a very good impact for many starving and poor people in regions of crisis. And as you mentioned it, we as Austrians have received so much from the organization CARE so many years ago. Every seventh Austrian is a receiver of a care package. So Austria was the country after World War II where most of the care packages were distributed. And nowadays, CARE Austria gives back, with the help of people like you and with the help of big institutions, to regions where people still are confronted with war, earthquake, disasters, you name it. So, as you said, it's not a one-way street. You receive something, you give back something, as really the core human principle.
I would add one more. You don't give something. Whatever you receive, you give back more because you're thankful. And when you are in a position when you are well off, then it's a pleasure, and this is why I support other activities like the Red Cross, for example, which is a special case because my sister happens to be a doctor of medicine.
Oh, okay.
She even is an emergency doctor. Mm-hmm. And that means that she works for some organizations. And if you visit her, you see three different uniforms hanging there because she works for the Red Cross, she works for some other organizations, and wherever she goes, she wears, she wears the right uniform. And therefore, to support her work and to support the organization behind it. That's why the Red Cross is also on my list.
Mm-hmm. So the whole family is very much engaged in humanitarian help.
Doing things this way or that way. Yes, an interesting sideline is my brother's second wife is Ukrainian.
Yeah, the world is small nowadays. So maybe just to close our conversation on a positive tone, in all these times of multiple crises, wars, earthquakes, etc., we see many people that are really desperate and that might also think, why should I engage myself? There are so many things happen, I can't save nobody. What would you recommend? Why is it worth staying engaged and believing that humanity is still existing?
It takes what differentiates man from animal, that is to say brains. And I think in whatever activity we are in, it is your quality and your ability to think which makes the final decision. Because if you look around, there is a quality in man which I really don't like, and that's greed. Especially in a country like Austria, where people have a surplus of many things, and even though they have a surplus, they are greedy. So I think your intention and your way of thinking is the key to all the good and, unfortunately, all the bad things in life.
So let's hope that the good things in life will be the ones that will be the successful ones. And Georg, I thank you for the conversation. Thanks for taking the time and visiting us at Care Austria.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. This was Care in Action, the podcast of Care Austria with Andrea Barstorff-Hager. For further information, go to care.at. Sponsored by CC Real.